I'm coming in, big bro. What? I properly knocked this time, didn't I? Yeah. I know you're always busy with your college and constantly studying, like a proper good boy you are, making our parents so proud. Of course, since you're so smart and all. Getting into that medical school on your own. I still remember how our parents nearly pissed themselves with happiness when they got the news. Now you're hope and sunshine of our family, yeah. Mom and Dad betting everything on your bright future. Too bad they can see you've got no life and a complete loser who buried himself in the books and never even goes out. Leave? I'm bothering you? Okay, sorry, I'm sorry. I actually came here to talk. I need your advice on something. What is that confused look? Yes, I actually want your advice. Don't make me repeat myself twice. What are you, deaf? Hey, close that stupid textbook and look at me properly. What kind of older brother you are, acting like this, when your little sister actually comes to you for your advice, even though you're good for nothing, bookworm? God, I'm sorry. Please hear me out, big brother. Me asking for your advice is not something that happens often, after all. Well, let's get to my problem. I need male perspective on this. Well, you know, for some reason for some reason I can't catch attention of a guy I like, and it really bothers me. Big brother, you remember your high school, right? Tell me, how was it for you? Particularly, what made you notice the girls? What? You never paid any attention to girls, and they never noticed you either? Huh? Why am I not surprised? Would be strange for me to hope for a different answer. The thing is, even though I constantly get ogled and asked out by guys, they mostly are arrogant douchebags who just can't pass a single skirt without trying to get their filthy hands under it. Oh, and the uniform they make us wear at school is not helping at all. I don't know why did they have to make our skirts so obscenely short. Oh God, I hate it so much. I have to wear these thigh-high socks just to cover my legs a bit. And that buttoned blazer seems to come in one size only. And it makes it seem like my boobs are constantly sticking out. Jeez, honestly. Whoever designed that utter piece of shit of a uniform have been a friggin' pervert. Huh? What do you mean? Why, when I'm wearing shorts that are too tight and showing too much of my skin? Maybe for a nerd virgin like you. Since you never lift the gaze from the book to look and see what most girls wear nowadays. Besides, they are very comfortable. What's your problem? What? Can I wear something comfy at home? It's not like I'm wearing them outside the house. Jeez. And no, I'm not cold. These thigh-high socks I'm wearing are very warm, actually. Anyway, what's with you picking on my clothes? And hey, where are you looking? So even you are not different from the guys at my school that are staring at me all the time. I don't mind you doing it, though. Stare all you want. Not like you can ever do anything about it. Still, how desperate you must be, ogling your little sister like that. Well, I can't blame you. I'm probably the only girl who will ever let you see something like this. And it's only since I'm living under the same roof as you. You're such a loser. Even though you've read all that books on anatomy and biology, I bet you've never ever seen an actual female body in real life, since you're nothing but a nerdy virgin. You know what? Even though you didn't give me any useful advice, thanks for nothing, I think I can make up for it to you for the time taken from your precious studies. And, well, since you're so obsessed with your studies, it will be a lesson on female anatomy. What are you blushing for? Come on. It's one time offer only. And probably the only chance for you to ever get a look at the real thing. What are you getting so flustered for? You've already seen me naked anyway. We bathed together when we were kids. I won't accept no as an answer, so stop your whining. Oh, come on, big bro. Please. It will not be a lesson only for you, you know. I actually wanted to do it because I wanted some practice. I get so embarrassed when guys are staring at me. I don't even know how to act in front of them anymore. So I thought maybe if I were to show off my naked body to you, I would be able to get used to it a bit more. I don't mind if it's you. You're my brother and such a loser anyway, so you won't be able to do anything. Screw this. I don't need your agreement. I'm taking off my shirt. Oh, God. You fell out your chair. Oh, what's this covering your face with your hands? Yeah, I'm not wearing a bra. I think you've already noticed it. Haven't you? You were trying really hard not to catch a glimpse of my chest. I said, take your hands off, or I'm going to force you. Jesus, and you're weak as well, getting pinned down by your little sister. So, how do my boobs look? Oh, I guess you can't see anything since they're so close that if I move a little bit forward, your face will be buried between them. Oh, what's this? You're breathing so heavily. Let me look at you. Oh my. I didn't think anyone could get that red. You look like you're going to pass out. Oh. Judging by that bulge in your pants, you've really never had naked girls so close to you. Oh. Then I can see a little wet stain forming at the top of that bulge. Is it pre-cum? Or was the stimulation so strong you already jizzed your pants? You say you didn't? Well, I guess I'll have to believe you for now. Maybe you really didn't, since it's still hard. I guess it's time for our first lesson. I'm going to teach you about self-control. Let me take off my shorts, though. And my panties. Ah, here we go. Now, if I were to sit down on your lap and press my breast against your chest and just slide my body up and down against yours, do you think you will be able to handle it without coming too early? That's a medical condition, you know. Premature ejaculation. And it's very serious. Here, let's see if you have it. Yes. I'm just going to keep pressing my body against yours like this. Oh, I can feel your hard cock straining against my pussy. It feels good, doesn't it? When I'm grinding like that? You're already starting to moan. Is it too much for you, big bro? I think we should take off your shirt. It's not fair for only me to be naked, right? Oh, yes. Here we go. Oh, you gasped. How cute. How does it feel to have my boobs pressed against your chest? Nipples grazing over your skin. Ah? Well, of course they're hard. Don't think it's because of you. It's just a bit chilly in here. That's all. It's not like grinding against your cock can arouse me. Hey! What is you grabbing my bottom like that? Oh, don't squeeze it. Oh. Was it a bit too much for you? Have I ever done it? Oh, okay, let me stand up. Oh. Judging by that dazed look on your face and your pants, you just had an accident. didn't just come in your pants, did you? Well, let's unzip it and take a look.
Oh, whoa.
Looks like you were a good student after all. Oh, I knew my brother could handle this. For a virgin, I guess you can control yourself, but you still made such a mess with your pre-com. Still, that's impressive. I wonder what will happen if I touch it, though. Oh, yes. Like that. Do you like it, Big Bro? When I wrap my fingers around your sticky shaft? What? Do I hear no and stop? You'll have to speak more clearly. I can't quite make anything out since you're moaning like a bitch. Look at you. You can't even hold your drool. Does it feel so good? Still, you haven't come yet. That is impressive, I should say. But probably it's because you have already jerked yourself off today for a few times. You always do. Tell me, does my hand feel different from yours? What's that? I can't hear you. Speak up. Tell me how much you like your little sister's hand wrapped around your cock, stroking you up and down and milking all that pre-cum out of your balls. That's better. You're starting to leak everywhere. I'll handle that, brother. Don't you worry. Oh, you like that, don't you, brother? My lips wrapped around your cock. Sucking all that pre-cum out of your shaft. Then they're braiding my mouth all over your sensitive cock. What if I just licked the head of your cock and swirl my tongue around the ridge of your dick? Oh, I can tell by the look on your face that you love that. But don't come just yet. Hold it in. I have other plans for you. I think I'm going to fuck you properly. I feel generous today. I think it's time we popped your cherry. God, stop your fucking whining! We can't do this! They can't do this! Fuck! I don't care that they're siblings! I'm not going to wait anymore until some stupid bitch tries to take you for herself. Oh, you might not realize that, but as soon as you're out of your college, all those chicks will come hunting after your dick, since you have a very promising future ahead of you with your career and stuff. I'm not going to let that happen. Your virginity is mine, Big Bro. Mine. Do you understand? Good boy. Now, sit still. And let me put it in.
fine. Quit your panic. Oh, God. I tried to stretch myself with my fingers, and so there probably won't be much blood. It's too tight, you say. Of course it is. Now, I'm going to move. Oh, slowly. Oh, don't thrust your hips so suddenly. Oh, God. You stupid... I didn't give you permission to move. Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't stop. It's starting to feel good. I finally claimed you. Oh, God. Dick is stretching me out. Fuck. That feels good. Oh, God. Big brother. Oh, fuck. Big brother. I love you. God. Your cock feels so good. Even though it's my first time. Your stupid cock. It's driving me crazy. Oh, God. Fuck. Fuck. It's frozen inside me. Do you like your little sister's pussy so much? Oh, I'm happy. I'm happy. Oh, God. I'm so... I'm so close. Oh, God. Come with me, big brother. God, just let it all out. Yes. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Lost your virginity to a pretty girl and you're crying. Oh, God, how can you be so pathetic? Yes, dummy, it was my first time too. So what? I'm sure as hell not regretting it. Oh, shut up. You're mine now, big brother. Remember that. You're mine.